Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The podcast where we explore the more bizarre ways of getting through your day. This week, we have two stories by Alto, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is Life of a Dog, the Complaint File. To say that my 7-year-old Dalmatian Lab Cross is not ecstatic would be an understatement. Truthfully, I would not be either. Yes, David's sister made her the coat, but really? It has got to be the ugliest and most ill-fitting dog coat I have ever seen. It wouldn't fit a teacup poodle. Judy, the sister, is down for the day and has dropped off Singer's surprise. Trying not to smile, I look at poor Singer in the front hallway, sitting catatonic-like and staring straight ahead. She is not exactly giving off her usual warm doggy vibe as she models what's new in poodle couture. Judy, tone-deaf as always, just isn't getting it.
Does my pretty girl like her sweater? She looks so pretty witty, so pretty witty. Yes, she does.
Turning away, I grit my teeth and stifle a round of giggles. Judy's baby talk is unnerving, and I can almost hear Singer respond.
Look at me, bitch! Do you think I enjoy wearing this size 0 wool straight jacket?
Taking that as my cue, I say a hurried goodbye to Judy. She barely notices, while David shoots me a look that could kill, mouthing,
Don't leave me with her!
I shoot one back as if to say,
She's your sister!
Then make a hasty exit. Someone needs to buy more doggy treats. I can justify with that. God knows we'll need them to make up for this. And here is, No. Ambulance does not spell taxi, and other examples of how you can't cure stupid. It was somewhere between really, really late at night and early pre-dawn that I woke up feeling particularly peckish and ventured into the kitchen, making a pleasant discovery. Cold lasagna as a late-night snack rules! Sitting down at the computer to enjoy my unconventional early breakfast, I came across the piece below by new CG writer Heath Houston. My job gets weird. Not only is Heath talented at memoir and a skilled poetic craftsman, he is also quite adept at the art of ensuring lasagna spews forth from my nostrils when I read his work. I hadn't yet realized his sense of humor was so highly advanced, twisted, and not the least bit dissimilar to my own dryly sarcastic and decidedly sick sense of it. Thank you, Heath. Because of that, I was duly inspired to reflect on the rather frequent and more than a little strange questions I have received based on my former career in emergency medicine as an intensive care paramedic. Given the field and the unlimited number of things I have been called upon to respond to, sure. I was prepared for a few off-the-scale questions. Well, I quickly discovered that was an understatement. As you will see below, these are some of the more out-there inquiries a few select individuals have been curious about, from odd to funny to mind-numbingly stupid, and a few that were more than a little gross. Trust me when I say I have been asked it all. So in the interest of a Sunday morning chuckle or two, here is a selection of some of the best. How often do you get calls where people don't need an ambulance? Starting on a serious note, this is an interesting question. Because what may seem like a big fat waste of an ambulance ride to you may be experienced as nothing less than a monumental event in someone's life. Patience, restraint, empathy, and the willingness to view someone's current situation through their frame of reference are vastly more important skill sets than your stellar success rate at placing an external jugular IV or your impressive command of cardiac electrophysiology. Having said that, the answer to the question would be all the time. Being glaringly stupid as to what it is that an EMS vehicle is actually meant for is a universal trait. Age, education, gender, and socioeconomic status plays little a role. Two particularly rich examples of misuse. the 3 a.m. call for a 30-year-old man suffering from mild dental pain. Yes, he had a toothache. Why? Well, that's easy. His Tylenol 3 script had run out and he wanted another one. The call where we utilized lights and sirens to get there in the middle of rush hour traffic for what turned out to be a 15-year-old girl who had locked herself in her bedroom because she wasn't allowed to wear her half shirt to school. And as Mom rudely explained to us, she was late for a meeting, goddammit. Apparently, Mom was also not used to being told no. So yes, it was with great pleasure that I solved that particular issue for her. And no, I have no idea if or how Miss Half Shirt ever came out of her bedroom, nor do I care. Can't you just picture this next genius? You being a paramedic and all, do you ever see any dead people? What do you think? Usually is enough. If not, the falling approach can be really fun. Actually, I don't like seeing dead people, so always make sure to tell someone in my care that it's completely against policy to die, at least before the helicopter lands. Here is one that is asked surprisingly often. So, do you get to go into rich people's houses? Do you see a lot of nice things and stuff? A poker face is key, but the following response is guaranteed to garner at least a double take. Well, we can, but I prefer to just yell at the window and say, get your sick ass down here already. Did you ever see a decapitated head? Once again, this question occurs with creepy frequency. Slow elaboration and appearing increasingly uncomfortable are the keys to this one. Yes, my attempt at a tracheotomy went seriously wrong, but I don't like to talk about it. Do you ever see chicks with dicks or dudes with vaginas? Eye roll, visible winch. Look, these are usually not Rhodes Scholars. Most of all that is required is the beginning of a long-winded, pedantic rant on our culture's enforcement of a rigid gender binary, peppered with more than a few Judith Butler quotes on the concept of gender as performance, until their eyes glaze over, at which point I will simply say, not really, since assessing one's genitals is never particularly relevant when treating acute pulmonary edema or a fractured cervical spine. You know, I can almost picture this next social malcontent whacking off while writing this. Hey, is it true that the fags put gerbils up their holes? My response. I'm afraid it is. Some even have those Habitrail exercise things stuck up there as well. It's a fucking intestinal petting zoo. What advice do you have for me in an emergency? If it's wet, sticky, and not yours, leave it alone. This next question has, thankfully, only been asked once. Your pick is hot. Maybe we could hook up? Do you have a hairy ass? Sounds hot. Harry? Totally! It's a fucking forest down there. But watch out for the gerbils, they bite. Surprisingly, that charmer never got back to me for a date. Remember, you can find Alto on Medium.com, especially in the crossing genre section. And now we have the Does This Happen to You moments in the news this week. Bristol Post reporting naked cyclists, neo-Nazis, and anti-fascists to meet in College Green. If all goes well, the neo-Nazis will compare tattoos and scars with the cyclists, and the anti-fascists will vote on the best tattoo and the best scar. The LAist reports that a hit-and-run driver who fled the scene in her BMW is finally arrested. The suspect attempted to alter her appearance by dyeing her hair bright pink and adding a tribal face tattoo to her left cheek. Eyewitness photos and tips to the police led to her arrest in late May. Apparently, she did not read the Crime for Dummies section on evading arrest thoroughly. It clearly states that only plastic surgery works as a good disguise, along with an average look and subcompact car. dyeing your hair an eye-catching neon color, getting a unique tattoo, and driving a flashy Beamer are not good choices to avoid arrest. The Courier Post reports man sued for $30,000 over $40 printer he sold online. The newest thing in entrepreneurship. You too can earn hundreds, even thousands, filing lawsuits over products you don't like or received in broken condition. Cheap products recommended, compensating for your frequent bus travel to the courthouse to file papers. It's best to begin with small sums, in hundreds, and work your way up to hundreds of thousands for mental distress and deceptive advertising. This business only recommended for people who love the inside of a courtroom, have lots of storage space for paperwork, and hang on like a dog with a bone. The Telegraph reports an unusual robbery in India by a monkey. A master of deception, the monkey accepted half a banana from the owner to stay out of the store. When the owner got back to business, the monkey tossed the banana aside, entering the store once again. Armed with only his mouth and hands, the monkey quickly located the cash drawer, grabbed 10,000 rupees, stashed them in his mouth, and fled up the street. After making his swift getaway, the monkey stopped to purchase a basket of mangoes from the local fruit guy. Residents are asked to be on the lookout for a monkey with a mango hangover, flinging a few rupees around. Approach with caution and under no circumstances offer him any banana. Thanks so much for listening. If you like these stories or my podcast, please share and let me know. You'll find me on Twitter at ChrisKKArya, Pinterest, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Remember, it's Chris with a K. I'm always looking for fun stories to narrate, so if you're an author or writer with a story which fits the Does This Happen to You theme, please contact me or comment on my Podbean page. You can hire me to narrate and produce your book into an audiobook ready for upload to Audible, too. Want to hear more stories? Please become my podcast patron. Just click the link on my Podbean page. And now, Does This Happen to You? Is on Stitcher. So check me out there.